gremlins just there with Forked Tongue off the forthcoming album, Ostinato. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Pat. That's really cool.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for,
No, that's awesome. And it's exciting. We were just talking about the lineup for the show on Friday night at Out of the Blue 2, Electric Boogaloo. I think they should just add that to the sign. They might need to buy some more storefront in order to fit it, but I think it would work really well.
It's the de facto name at this point.
The Electric Boogaloo venue.
They could run a Kickstarter for it. Maybe the Ham Sledges will donate to it.
They're generous people, and they really care about the arts. That's the thing that I love about the Ham Sledge family.
Now, is there going to be an Out of the Blue prequel at some point?
What would that be? Electric, I'm not electric. Out of the Blue.
Steam Engine book. Takes place in the naughty 90s.
Out of the
steampunk.
Steampunk.
Out of the Blue, negative one.
Negative one.
I wonder if there would be some kind of steampunk Ham Sledge. Like, there has to be some kind of relationship there between the two.
I'm sure we can marry it somehow.
Ham, steam.
Whatever it is, it would be like neck deep in handlebar mustaches.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all over that. That's amazing.
Pocket squares.
Handlebar mustaches and clock hands.
Mm. Yes. Actually, with the physical clock hands. I mean, that would be that would be a rather extensive surgery.
Total cog stuff.
Mason jars.
I'm all about that.
We already have mason jars.
Oh, you're right.
You can drink your tea out of them in little bodegas in Somerville.
But what about tiny little masons inside jars?
My goodness.
Sorry, that's a step too far. I apologize. I'd like to apologize to the Ham Sledge family.
as well you should.
As well I should, it's true. I've just noticed it's 10 p.m. You're listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. I'm here with Lee and Pat, Patrick, Trick.
Grandpa Tricky.
and we're chatting about Surprise Party, Gremlins,
Inspector 34.
Inspector 34. And Butterscotch's show Friday night at Out of the Blue 2, Electric Boogaloo. And we have some more Gremlins to share, do we not?
I think so. Sure.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I'll throw this one on. This was actually the very first little Gremlin that I unleashed upon
the world.
Baby
Gremlin.
And my good friend Christopher Brown of the Difference Engine, and also Desk. And tons of other things. He's been around forever. He actually helped me mix this.
Oh, very cool.
And, so it sounds pretty darn good. And I'm going to play it right now.
This one's called
Rabbits.
Thank you.
Gremlins with the rabbits. Thank you so much, Patrick, for sharing that with us. That's awesome. That is from the forthcoming album, Ostinato, which you have been working on, and which before terribly long, people will be able to purchase for themselves and take home with them and treasure and cradle close to them.
That's all I want.
But prior to that, people will still be able to come and see you and your band perform live.
Yes. So I've got one heck of a band, let me tell you, because it's like... These songs are so stupid and like needlessly difficult, like, as you've just heard. Like I don't know. I guess it's prog rock, but like it's like I feel like prog rock is kind of an intellectual pursuit, and like that sort of goes against what I'm about. In the context of music, where it's sort of just like I don't know. If you think it's pretentious, like you don't get it. I guess it's like
that makes sense.
Anyway. So, about the band, I got
Joel Simkus.
On keyboards. At least two keyboards. Jim Schultz.
Jim Schultz.
On drums, he played drums for Desk, Adapter, and now Gremlins. and then Jonathan Sassor. Yes. Sassy Sassor. I played with in Ease Into the Noise. Played guitar with them, and he's playing lead guitar. And Matt O'Hanian from Bears for Years. Bears for Years, which is the group that I'm in with my wife Gina, is playing bass guitar.
Very cool.
I'm singing and playing a bunch of random little percussion instruments.
Graham Nash. Patti LaBelle.
Billy Joel.
Of course.
Billy Joel, Iggy Pup.
which is his puppy.
It's his dog.
That he just got.
It's adorable. He plays a little tiny tambourine that's just attached to his collar.
I'm picturing one of those little Ewok dogs. You know the ones with the little faces?
Oh, yes.
Like a...
What are they?
Like a Bichon Frise or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Something like that,
Bichon. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That is too adorable.
Yes. So your band is too adorable.
Yeah, I love those little guys. They've done a really great job.
Those rascals.
There's more to the lineup.
The Gremlins.
Who else is in the group?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Grandmaster Flash.
Wow.
I just tried to come up with a fake name in my head, and the first thing that came in my head was Bronson Pinchot, and that's a real person.
Bronson Pinchot not only is a real person, but I just saw him the other night on the new Hawaii 5-0.
No. Really?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's playing a drug dealer.
Ah, good for him.
So he looks,
moving up
he
in the
looks
world.
Great, but he looks a little bit like a drug dealer. So he looks great in a drug dealer kind of way.
Yeah, like he's passable. He looks believable as a drug dealer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but he also looks believable as someone who was on a successful 80s sitcom 30 years ago.
The revived corpse of Django Reinhardt.
Oh, yeah.
Revived with voodoo magic.
Excellent.
Gary Busey.
Oh,
he's playing triangle.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
How do you forget Gary Busey?
I mean, he was kind of subdued in practice, yeah.
It's very subtle triangle.
Very subtle.
On the two songs that we heard from Gremlins tonight, you might not have heard that very subtle triangle work. But that's because Gary's a pro.
He's like just being really intense, but like just like nailing those triangle hits, that's how he gets into it. He just gets it.
I believe Kat Von D is playing washboard.
I didn't approve that, but that's fine.
Really? Am I misinformed?
Who's Kat Von D again?
Kat Von D was
the tattoo artist,
she's like
right?
That tattoo artist. She has her own
eyeliner
really husky,
line.
Really husky voice from like
whole line
Los
of
Angeles,
eyeliner.
I think.
Yeah.
As a reality show. That's all I know.
She like date Marilyn Manson or something or my no yeah. Oh no
D- that's Dita Von Teese.
That's Dita Von Teese.
Yes.
Yeah.
The cake boss.
Cake boss.
He's not playing an instrument. He's baking a cake.
Oh,
Fabulous.
A gremlin cake.
For the surprise party.
Is it gremlin shaped?
It's like 95% Rice Krispie treats and fondant.
How did you know? With like little gummy bears around the edge, too.
Because I recognize pattern recognition.
You've seen my like 7-Eleven account. Like they have a database of all the nasty junk food that I've bought over the years.
Yeah, I've always suspected that, like the CVS coupons.
Oh yeah.
I feel like that's just to delay you in the store so they can better compile the list of all the shameful things that you've purchased there.
Like I make a really bad food choice, I have to be reminded of it every time I see a targeted ad on Facebook. Scroll down. Oh, it's cheese balls, 2 for $5.
Yeah. Yeah, you did buy cheese balls.
I did. I certainly did.
But cheese balls, they're a solid choice.
Oh yeah.
You know, they fulfill two of the major food groups.
Yes. Cheese and ball.
Exactly. Exactly.
And processed air.
Yes.
And processed air, because everybody needs their air properly processed. Without proper processing, air is just going to implode.
Oh, yeah. You better believe they have an Inspector 34 on that business.
Inspector 34, we're also performing this Friday night at Out of the Blue 2. Thank you.
Yeah.
And isn't the show Friday night, is it a benefit show? Is it for the Ham Sledge family?
For the Ham Sledge? No.
They politely declined us giving them money. They've always had that charitable streak.
They do fine, honestly. Yeah. So this is for the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts, the ACLU.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So it is a great show with a stacked lineup. Do you know the order of play? Or people basically, you should be there by, 8, 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
And absorb all of the musics.
We're shooting for the music to start around 8:30, maybe a little bit later, because these things rarely start on time.
Right.
That is true.
But the lineup order is Butterscotts going to dazzle and bewilder us all with their songs. Mm. Then Inspector 34 will also dazzle and bewilder us with their songs. Then comes Gremlins to...
I will give a, adequate performance, probably.
I'm sure your adequate performance will also be dazzling and bewildering. And then Surprise Party will, make everyone waffles.
I like that. That's surprising.
That is surprising.
And a party.
That's a
thing. You
thought
we were going to play music, but waffles.
No, it's just waffles. You guys are going to come out in chef hats, maybe?
We weren't, but just now, open up a waffle bar.
Chef hats, roller skates.
No one would object to that. Like the club owner would be like, "All right, cool."
Kind of perplexing and at the same time entertaining, and
no less bewildering
surprising.
And dazzling. I'm sure.
Exactly. Everybody's going to get dazzled.
Yeah, you can still put on a show
and bewildered. That's important.
Bewildered, dazzled, and supporting the ACLU all in one fell swoop.
Yeah,
and that's just your Friday night. So we've basically got it planned out for you. That's all you need to do is just show up Central Square.
Come on down to the pancake breakfast this Friday night.
Then after that, I don't know, the night's yours. Go binge watch Game of Thrones or something.
Exactly. They're not going to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
You come, you watch four bands, you eat a couple of waffles, maybe think about nachos, and then you can do whatever you want with the rest of your night.
Yeah, make a poor food choice, I dare you.
Buy some of those cheese balls.
I will go one step further. I will double dare them.
Oh.
Can you top that?
I wish you could see the gleam
honestly,
in Lee's eye.
Honestly, you sort of blindsided me with that, honestly.
It's a double dare.
Touche, my friend.
Oh, there's some serious atmosphere right now over this double dare. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, I feel it.
I'm full
thick.
Of sass.
You are. This has been a sassful interview, and for that, I thank you both.
Oh, thank you, Pam. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you guys for coming in. Are you guys going to hang out? Because I know your showmates are planned, or maybe you'll want to listen to that in the comfort of your own waffle palace.
I may have to take off. My wife is making me dinner, but...
So nice. Thank you.
Yeah, I might have to take off in a little bit as well.
But I'm going to throw it on as I leave the parking lot. I will catch as much of it as I can.
I'm delighted. I am excited.
Me too.
And as you make the transition, both of you, this evening, from honored guests to honored listeners, I just thank you for participating in multiple ways, on multiple levels, in On the Town with Mikey D. And I'm looking forward to your show on Friday night.
Yeah, thank us
you.
Too.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. I'm gonna play a little more pre-recorded music before Inspector 34 take the so-called stage, as it were, even though technically speaking, it is a room two windows over from me, but you don't need to know that. But I shared that information anyway because, listener, I care about you. This right here is Field Day with a Gun. Not a literal gun. It is a song called A Gun, and it's off the Woolly Mammoth Sessions. Field Day for you. Greetings.
Start to run. Take it down to the hollow. Wait in the water. Bite so cold and shallow. I'm ready, ready now. Ready for you. I'm stronger, stronger now. Pushing forward. Hold Jamaica. Hold Jamaica. Hold Jamaica. Hold on. Hold Jamaica. Hold Jamaica. Hold Jamaica. Hold Jamaica. Hold on. Hold Jamaica. Hold on. Hold Jamaica. Hold Jamaica. Hold on. Hold Jamaica. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Andrea Gillis with Hold Your Maker off her single of the same title. Field Day with a Gun off the Woolly Mammoth Sessions. You are listening to WMFO Medford. I do have a public service announcement I want to share with you from BostonScienceLectures.com. If you're interested in science and engineering lectures in the Boston area, there's one great website to keep you up to date, and that's BostonScienceLectures.com. Each week, journalist and author Fred Hapgood monitors more than 420 different organizations in the Boston area to keep you informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly events. Most of them cost nothing to attend, and some even give away free food as part of the event. So check out BostonScienceLectures.com. This public service message has been sponsored by your lecture-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Right now, it is 10:30 p.m., and we are going to hear some live music from Studio D. This is Inspector 34.
Inspector 34, this is our second song. We'll be right back. That was a song called Terrified. We're here to promote a show that we're playing tomorrow night. No.
Friday night.
Friday night at Out of the Blue 2 in Cambridge. And we're playing with a bunch of bands who appeared on the We Are Not Trump compilation. That song that we just played was our submission to that compilation. This next song is called So Far Away.
It's not Hey Sandy?
No, it is Hey Sandy.
It is Hey Sandy. This next song is... there's another thing that the We Are Not Trump group did where we all covered songs and they've been putting them out. This is the song that we submitted to that aspect of this compilation. That one hasn't come out yet, so nobody's heard it. You guys are the first. Right here on 91.5 WMFO. This is Hey Sandy. That was a song called Hey Sandy. It's by a band called Polaris. They are great. And we got a song, and we're going to do it. It's called So Far Away. This time it actually is. And let's do that now. We'll be right back. next song is called Gut Wrench.
It's a good one.
It's one of the ones that we do.
I like it.
It might be the best one. Tune out after this one, everybody. It's all downhill from here. That was a song called Gut Wrench. This next song is another cover, and it's our second one, and we're only doing two. And that's great. This is a Daniel Johnston song originally. And we're gonna do it for you now.
Money.
that one, and the next one.
It's called Hurts.
It Hurts? Oh, that's it.
That's what she wrote.
All right, this is our last song. This one's called Hurts, and we're all tuning for it, and thanks for tuning in, everybody, because you gotta say that when you're tuning on the radio, and this is... This song's called Hurts. This song and the second song we played, Terrified, are going to be on an EP that we're putting out at some point, hopefully soon. the recordings were half finished, and then my computer died. But we're on it. We're getting there. This song is called Hurts, and it's our last song. Thanks for tuning in. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Inspector 34. Again, we're going to be at Out of the Blue 2 on Friday night. You can hear different songs in these, and maybe one or two of these also.
Everything right now.
Thank you, Inspector 34 from Lowell, Massachusetts. And you will be interviewed shortly. So please do stay tuned. It's coming up on 11 p.m. You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. I am Pam. And before Inspector 34 joined me in the on-air studio for some chit-chats, particularly about their show coming up on Friday night at Out of the Blue 2. I have Ease Into the Noise with Oblivious to Charm off their self-titled album. Here it is, just for you, from me.